I have some very special guests joining me in the studio. We have from Freiburg Academy, the robotics team. First off, David, why don't we start off with you, just because you are the computer science teacher and you're the quote-unquote leader of the robotics team. So why don't you step up to the mic real quick, and let's just talk about robotics team, because you guys just won first place in the Southern Maine VEX Robotics League over in Cape Elizabeth at their high school just a couple weeks ago, and now you're headed to the state championships.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. We're a new team this year. We started out with a little bit of practice at the end of the last school year, but this year we started competing. Mm-hmm. And we were lucky enough to join the Southern Maine VEX League, which is a new style of play.
Sure.
Instead of single-day tournaments, they go across multiple weeks.
Okay.
And that was hosted by Cape Elizabeth High School, and they were absolutely amazing hosts. We got to go and meet about 12 other teams and compete against them over a few weeks. And these guys came out in the top alliance.
Unreal.
Ended up at number one, and now we're heading to states.
Do you ever have any imagination that you would be in some type of robotics, a leader of some kind of robotics team? Was that a thing that you were into as you were a student?
No, I never got to do robotics.
Okay.
I did programming as a kid, and I was definitely interested in having robotics in the school.
Yeah,
but we really needed some student drive to make it happen, and
right.
That's where.
And that's
this exact group comes in.
And that's where this group comes in. Yes. In fact, why don't you introduce the students that you've brought along with you today, part of the robotics team?
Yeah. So I have Tonya, who started the club last year with a very excellent letter to the administration asking for a robotics team.
Wonderful.
And then I have Artem, who joined the school this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really established themselves as quick leaders on the team, both
excellent.
From a construction point of view and just team guidance.
Sure.
And then I have Nico. He's one of our locals. And Nico's done some robotics in the past and joined up with us this year, right? Yeah, this year.
So. Yeah, exactly. Very cool. So, Tonya, you were the one that wanted to kind of start this whole thing. This is your brainchild,
mm-hmm.
If you will. Tell me the feelings behind that. Why robotics and why'd you want to do this?
So I came to the academy last year, and I took AP Computer Science class. And I was really fascinated to see how much passion there is for engineering, for computer science, for math, for sciences. So I wanted to have some kind of place and a team for Freiburg Academy students to be able to have hands-on experience, to have this application of theoretical knowledge into real projects. So I decided to have, I really wanted to have a robotics team.
Yeah.
And I sent this email on Friday night at 11 p.m. asking about robotics team and expressing that there is a need and a lot of passion to start it. And this email went to Mr. Sartori, then it went to the head of school, and we were able to receive the funding and the first kids. And then we made the announcement for the old school meeting to gather people who would like to participate. And in our first meeting, we discussed what kind of competition we want to take part in.
Mm-hmm.
And we took those kids that were absolutely alien to us.
Yeah.
Those that are shafts and collars with different colors, and they each mean something different. We had no idea what it means. So over a few months, we were trying to build different lifts, see how it works, see how the competition rules play. And last year, it was more of just learning to do the basic robotics. And then this year, with Artem and with a lot of new students coming, we're able to put it into more competitive level and take part in the competitions and compete. So it's really, really fascinating to see a lot of passion and drive and energy in robotics team and how much they are excited.
You can definitely feel that from Tonya for sure. She loves robotics, which is really awesome to see. Well, nice job. I think that's fantastic. Artem, you said that you're newer to the school and to the team.
Yeah.
Was robotics something that you always had a passion for?
Yeah, actually, I'm from Ukraine, right? And I came to Freiburg Academy this year. And before in Ukraine, I have a nonprofit organization that starts the robotics team in Ukraine. So we basically bring the robotics to Ukraine. There is not a lot of it right now.
Yeah.
And so I come here to Freiburg Academy, and you know, it's the same old scene. So you have this scene for starting new things at different places, and then you come here and you have so many opportunities. You have so many people who are very excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of that's something that we don't have a lot of in Ukraine. We have a lot of people who want to support you from the side of school, right? From administration, you have so much support from them, and so you join this team and you see all those kids and you get together like every single day and you build this robot. That's like amazing.
Excellent. And Nico, pretty much the same. You have a background in robotics or just an interest you had?
Yeah, I had done a first Lego League robotics competition for about 5 years.
I was
going
to say, Legos has to play a big part. I know I love Legos as a
definitely
kid.
Definitely starts there.
So we had some pretty good luck with that, success and everything. And then when the robotics team came to Freiburg, I actually think I was going to get involved with it, and I decided to try it out, and it's just been really awesome.
Wonderful. When it comes to the actual competition, again, you guys got first place in the Southern Maine Vex Robotics League for the finals. What is the competition like? Because I know there was a little write-up in the paper that explained basically moving things, and there was a time limit? Explain the competition a little bit and how that actually works and what you have to do. What's the goal to accomplish?
Yeah, so if you need a visual, definitely search for a Vex Turning Point online, and it will save you a lot of headache.
Yeah, okay.
But there's a 12 by 12 field. Mm-hmm. And there are a series of flags and small caps that it's like a disc that can be flipped.
Sure.
And your robots are spending time either shooting balls at flags or flipping those caps to your color or trying to park on a platform or a combination of all of those.
Wow.
But in Turning Point, the catch is none of the points are permanent. It's whatever the last position is that gets scored. So there's kind of a race going on the whole time.
So a little bit of strategy may be involved.
Yeah, and then the way the Vex competitions work, which makes it super fun with schools, is everyone is playing on an alliance. You're always paired up with another robot, not necessarily from your team.
Okay.
And so you end up with two robots as a blue team, two robots as a red team, and they compete, which is how we ended up in first place with Greeley, right?
Yeah, so
we ended up on an alliance with another team moving forward, which is it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
They compete for a few minutes, and then they immediately turn around, and they're trying to help each other out because each team might end up being your partner.
Right, you got to help each other out to win the game.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It sounds like a lot of fun. When it comes to your guys' team name, it's Parsec 12, and in the paper they said it was a Star Wars joke. Now, is this going to be over my head, this Star Wars joke, or is this something that's real simple? Anybody want to explain the team name?
We spent a solid hour trying to.
I'm sure,
just writing everything we could, and then it's from the Star Wars Solo story. A parsec is how 12 parsecs is how long it took him to do the Kessel Run. So we even though that's
of course parsec is not a unit of time,
right,
makes it a little bit extra fun.
So it's just sort of like our little inside joke for our team name. We decided that would be kind of a fun little thing to add in there.
Excellent. So it really is a team spirit, huh, Tonya? Everybody's really gathered around you now. You wanted this to happen, and everything's coming to fruition. That must be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. It's not only me. There's a lot of leadership in the team, and it's really amazing to see how people who were shy and not very active at the beginning are now the leaders who lead and who inspire and who involve other people. And it's really interesting to see how much passion and dedication we have, because we meet every day. Before the competition, we spent the entire Sunday from 8 in the morning until the dorms were closing, so we had to run to our rooms working in robotics, and it was just really fascinating to see how much drive there is for building robots.
Wonderful. And what is the preparation that's going into the competition day after day? What are we actually doing in this? How do we feel about it? What are we doing to prepare for this competition? Artem?
Well, yeah, we get together and we have to build this robot, right?
Yeah.
We get together, we sit there, we try to strategize, we see this, field, we build this field on our own, right? We have it in our school, and we see and we try to figure out what's the best configurations of the robot to score as many points as we can in a specific amount of time. And so we just sit there and we, try to come up with some, what else to build on top of our robot that would score us more points. And so we do it day to night, all the time.
And then I guess one of the special things that you mentioned in the paper anyway was the double shooter. That was kind of give you guys a little bit of an edge compared to the competition. So that's always what it's about, I guess, is trying, like you said earlier, trying to find a strategy that's just going to edge you a little bit out to put you out in front.
Yeah, absolutely. The double shooter, especially in our early rounds, was critical.
Yeah.
At this point, I think going to the States, we're going to find a lot more of those.
Sure.
It's not a unique design.
Oh, yeah, because they're all going to step up their game, right?
We did get it working early. But yeah, they've taken what they learned in the last few competitions, and they're redesigning the bot to adjust for that.
That's awesome.
Mostly, it's a pretty fun time. It's a lot of hours of tinkering and banging on things and arguing about stuff.
But as long as you're having a good time and you guys are learning and it's evolving, then why not?
Yeah, and it's evolving really naturally. The school's been exceptional about rolling with us as we figure this out as we go.
Right.
The kids built themselves a lab in two dorm rooms.
Wow.
Because we didn't have the space.
Yeah, we
weren't ready for it. So we have the space now. And they're doing an amazing job with it. They're really driving it.
To be entered into competitions now and actually becoming successful, that's a great story. That's remarkable. And that's why I wanted to have you guys on.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
No problem at all. And we hope that we wish you the best of luck, of course, in the championships now. Don't be nervous. Get confident, right? Ready to go. Was science fiction always a guy's thing for you guys growing up, too? Because when I think robots, everybody thinks, what, Terminator and, of course, all the Star Wars and everything else. Obviously, a love for science fiction, I would assume.
Yeah, totally.
Math, science fiction. Yeah,
yeah, we are all the science people, you know. Yeah. Well, except for right now, we try to involve in the team, like, you know, people from all kinds of backgrounds. But that's what's awesome about it.
We keep the Terminator hidden in the closet.
Right, yeah, exactly. Just in case.
Yeah. It's our
backup.
Well,
thank you so much, guys, for coming on. It's greatly appreciated. Tonya, Nico, Artem, and as well as Mr. Sartori here, David Sartori, the computer science teacher over at Freiburg Academy. Again, we wish you the best of luck in the competitions coming up February 23rd. We'll be thinking of you guys over in South Portland, and hopefully you can bring home the W. That would be really awesome, and we'll
thank
have to have you,
Gina.
Back, okay?
Thank you.
All right, it's Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.